interview with Michael Conlan. So you're the major undercard for this Pacquiao Horn event. So what can you say about it?
I'm really looking forward to it. It's an honor to fight on Manny Pacquiao's undercard, as Manny has been one of my idols over the last decade, and someone who I look up to hugely. So, you know, the fight on the undercard is great. I've trained very, very hard. I've had a tough training camp, and you know, I'm ready for anything.
And after fighting against also, whom?
I'm fighting against an Australian fighter.
Okay.
Jared Owen, I think his name is. So,
have you studied his style?
Yeah, I've watched him. I know what he's going to come with, and I know what he's going to be trying to do. He's going to try and be bum rush me, and try to get the knockout. But you know, I'm ready for anything. I trained hard. I'm sparring world champions. You know, nothing's going to stop me.
After a successful amateur career, now you're not. This is your third professional fight. So looking forward to more fights and more titles under your belt.
Yeah, 100%. You know, my third professional fight on the undercard of Manny Pacquiao, it's unbelievable, and I am looking forward to what's next. I think I box again in September time, and then I'll fight in my home country of Ireland in December.
And you're the biggest boxing star now that came out of Ireland after Hutton, right?
Yeah. Carl Frampton would be the biggest star at the minute, but after him, I would say I'm closely behind.
And you're under top rank, so you're well taken care of.
Of course. You know, same team as Manny. You know, they know how to make champions and create champions. And, you know, I'm in good hands with Bob Arum and top rank.
Are you the title holder right now? Or as a challenger?
No.
This is a non-title bout.
Non-title bout. This is, I'm just building my career at the minute. You know, I got to get those victories before I get in the title contention. So, you know, I'll have a few more fights before we're at titles.
Yeah. And what are your thoughts on this Pacquiao Horn fight? Both of them are under top ranks, right? So,
yeah. I think, if I'm honest, I think Manny Pacquiao wins within 6 rounds. And that's just being honest, you know. I think there's levels in boxing, and Manny Pacquiao is 1 or 2 levels, or maybe 2 or 3 levels above Jeff Horn.
What does Horn need to do to beat Manny Pacquiao?
He needs to be better. You know, how do you beat Manny Pacquiao unless you're Floyd Mayweather or Juan Manuel Marquez who beat him? But Jeff Horn isn't in the same league as these guys, and I can't see anything which he can do to win. You know, I know he's tough and he's big, but Manny Pacquiao punches like a horse, and you know, it's going to be an explosive night.
Yeah, you said that you're growing up under, you know, the inspiration of Manny Pacquiao.
Yeah. What a guy. What a fighter. What a guy in the ring and outside the ring. You know, someone I look up to, very respectful, very humble. But in the ring, he's a beast. You know, he gets in there and he knocks people out. And, you know, he's on his toes for the full 12 rounds. And he's working like mad, throwing thousands of punches. And I'm just in awe of him. You know, I'm looking at him. And even now, when I see him, when I walk past him here in the hotel and stuff, I feel a bit starstruck, you know. So to be actually on his undercard, the first time I'll get to watch him live and I'll be fighting on his undercard, it's a bit special.
Thank you, Michael.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Well done.
Inyong komunidad, inyong usapan sa SBS Filipino.